The government says jobless claims unexpectedly rose.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The number of unemployed workers collecting benefits rose by 25,000 last week. That's the highest level in more than a month. Analysts had hoped the number would continue to fall. However, the number of people continuing to collect benefits fell in the latest report. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel today says greater cooperation on financial regulation could help give the euro a boost. Right now, the euro is at a four-year low or near a four-year low against the U.S. dollar. The Germans held a conference in Berlin just a day after the government unilaterally banned speculative investments. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what are the Germans worried about in terms of the euro? Are they worried that the euro will fail?
Yes, Angela Merkel said if Europe doesn't tackle this crisis, the euro could fail. The French finance minister promptly rejected that, and this underlines a fundamental problem for the single currency, a growing split between Germany and France, the two most important countries in the eurozone.
So we obviously have differing public statements, but could the euro really split up?
It's certainly not impossible. In fact, it's more probable than at any time in its history. But most commentators still say it's highly unlikely. Germany, for example, has gained enormously from being able to export to its neighbours in the one currency. Here's Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight.
The Eurozone project is in Germany's long-term interests, and they will do their utmost. And I think the French as well will do their utmost to preserve the euro.
Nevertheless, he says, the Eurozone faces some very hard choices. Either the southern members, like Greece, Spain, Italy, become more like Germany, or some of them pull out of the euro. This currency really is between a rock and a hard place. I mean, the Greeks are not going to become as prudent as the Germans. Greece isn't Germany. That's why it's called Greece. So it could mean some countries pulling out, and that's going to be very messy.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us from London this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Shares in Europe right now down anywhere between 1% and 2.5% in the case of French shares. Asian shares were much lower today as well. Japanese, Chinese, and Korean markets taking hits of 1% to 1.5%. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ and S&P lost ground. The Dow was off yesterday more than 0.5%, 66 points, to close at 10,444. Sears today said deep discounts on appliances were to blame for a first quarter income drop, 38% there. Williams-Sonoma reported a higher than expected profit for the first 3 months of the year. They credit strong spring sales, and the price of oil is back up to over $70 a barrel. That's after falling like a rock for the past few days. Prices have dropped by nearly 20% just in the month of May.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at gotomeeting.com/market. And by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store.
Five paintings worth more than $500 million were stolen from the Paris Museum of Art. Police say works from Pablo Picasso and Henri Matisse and others were taken in a brazen heist last night. It's certainly not the first time we've seen very expensive works taken from their displays. Antonia Kimball is recovery's manager for the Art Loss Register. It's the largest private database of lost and stolen art based in London. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, I think of the movies, and sometimes an art theft is arranged by a wealthy collector who wants, you know, just one famous piece. Could that be what happened here?
I mean, I think it's quite an impressive image, Mr. Big sitting in a castle, you know, rubbing his hands together, hoping that his Picasso will now be hanging above his fireplace. It tends to be very sophisticated criminals who trade in these artworks.
And there can't be, even if there were a market, there can't be that many buyers who could afford these paintings, right?
Absolutely. Typically, artworks can be traded on the black market for, say, 10% of their true value. For example, items can be traded as collateral for drugs or arms. I think paintings can be circulating within the black market for a number of years before they surface again, or they're sold in a market outside, you know, Europe, for example, where they may not be as easily recognized.
What kind of insurance settlement would there be, do you think?
I would imagine that the first port of call is obviously to try and recover the paintings. That's the best outcome for everyone. For example, the Turners that were stolen from a museum, that was another high-value, high-profile theft in Germany. The insurance company paid out the museum, and then the museum decided a few years after that that they were going to take it upon themselves to try and recover the paintings, and they then paid back the insurance company a percentage of the original settlement amount so that they had rights to the recovery. Then they recovered the paintings, and because of the high-profile theft associated with them, the paintings escalated in value and it's now worth about £50 million.
Does this help or hurt the museum as far as, I mean, they're missing pieces of work now. Do people stay away or do they come and see where the theft occurred?
I think that's a good question. You know, publicity in any situation sometimes can elevate the profile of the museum. Unfortunately, this is a negative situation, but it can have its positive effects as well, which would perhaps do encourage tourism, particularly when and if they're recovered. That will obviously increase the value of the artworks and encourage people to come and see them.
Antonia Kimball, Recoveries Manager for the Art Loss Register. It's the largest private database of lost and stolen art that's based in London. Antonia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And finally, the Dutch government's about to release a smartphone application to help you through customs. Say you're leaving Amsterdam and you have in your possession, I don't know, some unsavory items. The new OK app will tell you that's a big no-no. For those items that are approved, there's a handy currency converter, so you'll know just how much you can give the Dutch government in taxes before you leave, assuming you haven't been arrested and your items seized. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.